My Home Customer Magazine, Summer and Autumn 2024. In this issue, our latest TSM results, meet your locality coordinator, and join us on a community walkabout. Welcome to the latest edition of our newly renamed customer magazine, My Home. We had plenty of fab entries to our competition to name the magazine, so we'd like to say a huge thank you to everybody who took part, and congratulations to our winner, Barry Austin from Maidley. We continue to reach out to gather your views and assess your satisfaction with our services. Over the past year, we've asked you about antisocial behaviour, ASB, complaint handling, repairs and more. We hugely appreciate the time that people have taken to share their views. Your feedback is invaluable in helping us to improve. If you participated, we extend our genuine thanks for helping us scrutinise our performance. We are pleased that 78% of our customers express satisfaction with the landlord services we deliver. We will continue to take feedback on board and look at what we can do to continually improve satisfaction levels. Many of you also noted that your neighbourhood is a great place to live, that you feel safe in your home, and that you appreciate being treated fairly and with respect. We have listened to you, and where you've highlighted areas for improvement, we are actively working on these, and we'll share our progress with you. You can find out more about our survey results in our Tenant Satisfaction Measures Spotlight in Section 3 of this recording. This autumn, we'll be out and about for our community walkabouts, offering you the opportunity to provide feedback about your area and let us know how we can better assist you. If you've ever thought, I wish Aspire Housing could help me with, or how do I get this sorted? This is the perfect opportunity to meet our colleagues face to face and get the answers you're looking for. We'll also be launching this year's Chat to Aspire event in September with an action-packed week of neighbourhood visits, consultations and community activities. You can find out more about community walkabouts in Section 4 of this recording. And keep an eye on our website and social media for updates on Chat to Aspire. I hope you enjoy reading this edition of My Home. Andre Zatkowski, Executive Director of People. Careers. It's a great time to join housing. Come and check out our latest vacancies. aspirehousing.co.uk/careers. Page 2 of the standard print version contains a QR code for the following website. www.aspirehousing.co.uk/careers, keeping you informed. Understanding customer satisfaction. Throughout the year, we conduct surveys following any repairs or services to gauge how satisfied you are with Aspire and your homes. In addition to these surveys, we also contact customers at random and ask them a series of 22 questions that compile our tenant satisfaction measures, TSMs. Introduced by the Regulator of Social Housing, RSH, in April 2023, the TSMs ensure that every social housing provider collects and publishes consistent information on essential services, like repairs, safety and complaints. This transparency allows you to see how your landlord is performing in comparison with other housing providers, and gives the regulator an insight to what improvements may be required to improve services for customers. The RSH releases this data publicly in the autumn of each year. Our surveys provide a snapshot of customer satisfaction, with participants randomly selected to ensure a representative sample. We set quotas based on tenure, age group and geographical area to meet the regulator's requirements and gather views from a diverse range of customers, including those in general needs, supported and older people's homes. Our dedicated team conducts these customer feedback surveys through email, 45%, telephone, 53% and text message, 2%. Making sure we capture a wide range of opinions. In the past year, we conducted 622 surveys. Below, you'll find a highlight of our latest survey results for this year to date, reflecting our customers' opinions about your homes and the services you receive. For a detailed look at the full results and to see our annual results for 2023 to 2024, search Tenant Satisfaction Measures on the website. Latest results, April to June 2024. Overall satisfaction? 78% of customers living in rented homes are satisfied with the overall service provided by Aspire. Maintenance. 94% of emergency repairs were completed within target. 78% of customers are satisfied that we provide a home which is safe. Engagement. 81% of customers said they are treated fairly and with respect. 77% of customers said they are satisfied that they are kept informed about the things that matter to them. Complaints. 21 on average. Aspire received 21 complaints per 1,000 homes in quarter one of 2024-25, stage 1 and 2 complaints. 88% of stage 1 complaints were completed within 10 working days. Building safety, 99.9%. Gas checks had been carried out in 99.9% of homes at year end. 100% of water safety, lift safety, asbestos safety, and fire safety checks carried out in 2023-24. And neighbourhoods. 67% of customers are satisfied we keep communal areas clean and well maintained. And 64% of customers are satisfied we make a positive contribution to neighbourhoods. Community walkabouts. We're coming to a street near you. Our community walkabouts are your chance to give us feedback about the area where you live and let us know what more we can do to help. Twice a year, we will be heading to your neighbourhoods and we are keen to hear from all of you. So if you've ever thought, I wish Aspire Housing could help me with this, or how do I get this sorted, then pop along to one of our community walkabouts and chat to us in person. No matter how big or small an issue may feel, you can ask us any of your questions. Come and join us. You can find the dates below for our next community walkabouts, including the meeting points and times. Visit aspirehousing.co.uk/community-walkabout or scan the QR code in the standard print version to see upcoming community walkabout dates. 10th of September, Torque Pits Estate, Congleton Estate and Cross Heath Estate. 18th of September, Poolfields Estate and Clayton North Estate. 19th of September, Butt Lane Estate. 2nd of October, Silverdale Estate. 8th of October, Crackley Estate. And 10th of October, Upper and Lower Mile House Estates. Contents Insurance. Learn about Contents Insurance. Page 4 of the standard print version contains a QR code for the following website. www.aspirehousing.co.uk/home-contents-insurance. Are you protected if something goes wrong? No matter how careful you are, there's always a risk that your belongings could be broken, damaged, or stolen. Having the correct contents insurance set up is vital in helping you protect your possessions. To help you decide whether home contents insurance is right for you, we've teamed up with Thistle Tenant Risks and Great Lakes Insurance UK Limited, who provide the My Home Contents Insurance Scheme, a tenant's contents insurance policy designed for people living in social housing. The My Home Contents Insurance Scheme can offer you insurance for the contents of your home, including cover for things such as furniture, carpets, curtains, clothes, bedding, electrical items, jewellery, pictures and ornaments. To find out more, head over to aspirehousing.co.uk/home-contents-insurance. The National Housing Federation, working in partnership with Thistle Insurance Services Limited. Thistle Insurance Services Limited is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority, firm reference number 310419, registered in England under number 00338645. Registered office, Rossington's Business Park, West Carr Road, Retford, Nottinghamshire, DN227SW. Thistle Insurance Services Limited is part of the PIB Group. Enhancing your online experience. Introducing Accessibee. We are thrilled to announce the addition of Accessibee, And that's spelled lowercase ACCESSI, uppercase B, lowercase E, a state-of-the-art accessibility toolbar to our website. This exciting update comes in response to valuable feedback from one of our engaged customer groups. At the heart of our mission is the commitment to providing the best possible experience for all our customers. When our customers highlighted the need for improved accessibility on our website, we took it seriously. We researched various solutions and found that AccessiBe stood out as the perfect fit. By introducing this helpful new tool, we are taking huge steps to ensure that our website is accessible to everyone. AccessiBe is specifically designed to enhance the browsing experience for individuals with disabilities. This toolbar provides a range of features that make navigating our website easier and more efficient for all users. Here are some of the key benefits. 1. Screen reader adjustments. AccessiBe works seamlessly with screen readers, providing clear and concise content for visually impaired users. 2. Keyboard navigation. The toolbar allows users to navigate the website using keyboard shortcuts, ensuring smooth access for those who cannot use a mouse. 3. Content adjustments. Users can modify the font size, spacing, and color contrast to suit their preferences, making content more readable. 4. Color adjustments. For users with color blindness or visual impairments, AccessiBe offers customizable color settings to enhance visibility. 5. Focus and highlight. This feature helps users with cognitive disabilities by highlighting links and focusing on selected elements, improving navigation. And 6. Mute sounds. Users sensitive to audio can easily mute all sounds on the website, creating a quieter browsing environment. The implementation of AccessiBe is a testament to our ongoing commitment to listen to our customers and improve what we do based on your feedback. We invite you to explore the new accessibility features on our website. Simply click on the accessibility icon to access the toolbar and customize your browsing experience to meet your needs. We are confident that AccessiBe will make a meaningful difference to how you interact with our website. Enhancing your mobile experience. We are excited to announce several new updates to our website, thanks to the invaluable feedback from our engaged customer groups. Some of you have reported an issue where the menu on our website disappears when trying to scroll on mobile devices. We're pleased to share that our team has now fixed this to ensure the menu remains visible and functional, providing a smoother and more reliable navigation experience on your mobile devices. We've enhanced readability. We have enlarged the text size on all Aspire Housing web pages on mobile devices. This adjustment ensures that our content is more legible, making it easier for you to find the information you need. These improvements are part of our commitment to listen to your feedback and continuously enhance our website. We're excited to see the positive impact these changes will have on your experience. Hawaiian Summer Fete. Mill Rise is 15. This year marks the 15th anniversary since we first opened the doors and welcomed customers into Mill Rise. It's incredible how quickly time has flown by. To celebrate this milestone, we held a big Hawaiian-themed celebration in the Mill Rise communal room and gardens on Friday the 26th of July. The event was a fantastic success, with customers, friends and families joining us for a summer fete. The festivities included refreshments, outdoor games, live music and a tombola. We were also honoured to have Alzheimer's Research join us throughout the day. It was a memorable day filled with fun, laughter and community spirit. Dementia Awareness Week 2024. In May 2024, we observed Dementia Awareness Week. During the week, community events took place around all our community living locations, with people making heartfelt memory boxes jam-packed full of messages from loved ones. We were proud to see the memory boxes being placed in the gardens at Holborn Place, helping to raise awareness for this important cause. During the course of the week, our communities raised £512 between Dementia UK and Alzheimer's Research UK. We'd like to wish a huge happy 80th birthday to Derek from Holborn Place. Many happy returns. Newcastle-under-Lyme in bloom. Britain in Bloom is coming back to Newcastle-under-Lyme this year, and it's fantastic to see the flowers and gardens on display once again. Newcastle first entered bloom as a small city in 1991, and this year will have been involved with the campaign for 33 years. Last summer, Newcastle Under Lyme won its 21st consecutive Gold Award and were overall winners in the Heart of England Regional Small City category. They also had the great honour of being nominated for the RHS National UK Finals, received a Gold Award, and were crowned overall winners out of 44 finalists from across the whole of the UK. A fantastic achievement. We are proud to do our part to support this campaign, and we work hand in hand with our talented customers and communities across a number of our community living locations to create some truly fabulous gardens. We are delighted to share that Kent Grove, Durbar Close, Port Hill Green, Mill Rise and Hollingwood Close community living locations have shortlisted in the finals for the RHS in Your Neighbourhood Awards. A big thank you to all our talented customers across our communities that have made the gardens blooming marvellous. Eat and greet. A warm welcome to financial well-being. Over the past year, our community living team and money advice team have been visiting our communities with the Eat and Greet roadshows, bringing warmth, support and useful advice to people across our region. Since last autumn, these events have welcomed 147 customers from our community living schemes and over 55 homes. The Eat and Greet roadshows focus on helping older people navigate the rising cost of living. Along with offering valuable financial advice, we provide delightful freebies like winter warmth packs, slow cookers, slow cooker sachets, tins of soup, fridge refreshers, and, of course, plenty of tea and cake. To add some excitement, we also hold a free raffle, giving attendees a chance to win an air fryer or heated blanket. Plus, there's a wealth of useful information available to everyone who attends. Our events often feature appearances from the local police community support officer, PCSO, and a community development coordinator from Staffordshire County Council, who demonstrates practical aids and gadgets that can make life at home easier. How can the roadshows help you? Recently, one of our customers joined us at her local roadshow after receiving an invitation. She'd never sought financial advice before, but decided to book a private, confidential appointment with one of our money advisors. During this session, we completed a thorough money and benefit health check, resulting in an increase of £190.5 per week, tax-free, in her income. An amazing result. So far, our team has helped customers achieve a total of £22,245 in financial gains. These events are open to all customers over the age of 55. We invite local customers from our communities through email and leaflet drops, but the events are open to everyone in the community. If you're over 55 and looking for support, a warm community, and maybe even a few freebies, come join us at our next Eat and Greet Roadshow, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. We're here to help. Durbar Close, Thursday the 12th of September 2024. Hollins Grange, Thursday the 3rd of October 2024. Park Road, Thursday the 7th of November 2024. Kimberley Grange, Thursday the 5th of December 2024. And Holborn Place, Thursday the 16th of January 2025. Celebrating Pride Month. During June, we celebrated Pride Month across all our communities and made an appearance at Stoke-on-Trent Pride, hosting an information stall at Hanley Park. It was great to see so many of you during the day, despite the very wet and windy British weather. It was a great day, and we were proud to support the event, helping to make a difference and celebrating diversity, equality, and inclusion every day. Home Swapper. If you fancy a move or a change of scenery, did you know you may be able to swap homes with another customer through mutual exchange? Through Home Swapper, you could move to a different home from Aspire or any social landlord. All you need to do is find a property and customer that you could swap with and ensure you both meet the eligibility requirements. To find out more about home swapping and mutual exchange, head over to our website. aspirehousing.co.uk/mutual-exchange. Everyone should feel safe in their own home. We want everyone living in or around our Aspire Housing communities to be able to go about their everyday life without feeling upset, scared, or intimidated. We know that sometimes antisocial behaviour, also known as ASB, can stop this from happening. When it does, we want to know about it. There are lots of things we can do to help. Visit our website, aspirehousing.co.uk/ASB, to see what is classed as ASB and how we can help. If you've been a victim of hate crime, we understand that you may feel too scared or threatened to speak to the people who are causing the problem, and you should never put yourself in danger. If you experience or witness an act of hate crime, report it to the police immediately. You can report a hate crime even if someone else is the victim. National Stop Hate Helpline, 0800 138 1625. For more information about what we can offer, visit aspirehousing.co.uk/hate-related-behaviour, making life simpler through aids and adaptations. We understand that everyone has different needs and challenges, so we're committed to supporting our customers through aids and adaptations. These changes help make your home safer and more accessible, allowing you to maintain independence. Home adaptations are categorised as either minor or major. Minor adaptations include grab rails, banister handrails, and lever taps. Though small, these significantly improve safety and ease daily living. We can quickly arrange minor adaptations to enhance accessibility. You can request these directly, or they can be made by a family member or a third party, such as a support worker or medical professional. Major adaptations involve more significant changes, like wet rooms, ramped access, stair lifts, hoists, and adapted kitchens. These require a request through your local authority's social services occupational therapy team, funded by a disabled facilities grant. If your home isn't suitable for adaptation, our team will explore other options, including a possible move to a more suitable home. We're currently reviewing our aids and adaptations service to better serve you. Find out more about minor and major adaptations or make a referral on our website, www.aspirehousing.co.uk/aids-and-adaptations. Condensation, damp and mould. Getting ready for winter. 1. Drying clothes releases moisture, so drying clothes outdoors helps to prevent excess moisture in your home. 2. Opening windows or turning on your extractor fan when cooking, showering, bathing, and drying clothes on a drying rack indoors helps moist air escape. 3. Closing internal doors and using draft excluders reduces the amount of heat moving into colder areas of your home. This helps keep the heat in the rooms you use most often, making them feel more comfortable. 4. Keeping your home heated helps to prevent condensation from forming on surfaces. 5. Curtains and rugs help to keep your home warm. Curtains should stop between the edge of the windowsill and above radiators. Opening them in the morning and closing them at dusk helps to let warmth in and keep the cold out. 6. Radiator valves control the temperature in each room. You can turn to a higher setting in rooms you want to be warmer and lower in rooms you don't use as often, using your energy more efficiently and cost-effectively. Typical settings are 4 to 5 in living areas and 2 to 3 in bedrooms. 7. If you can, setting your thermostat to the lowest comfortable temperature, recommended between 18 to 21 degrees Celsius, will help to keep you and your home healthy while keeping your energy bills down. 8. Moving sofas and other furniture away from radiators or heaters helps the heat to travel more effectively around the rooms in your home. And 9. Putting lids on pans when cooking prevents excess moisture in the air and helps save on your energy bill. Don't get bitten by a loan shark. your guide to safe borrowing. With the current cost of living crisis, you may find yourself in need of a small, short-term loan to cover essential expenses or sudden emergencies. But beware, loan sharks are lurking, ready to exploit those in financial distress. We've partnered with the Illegal Money Lending Team and Moneyline to shed light on the dangers of loan sharks and offer safer alternatives. Loan sharks prey on vulnerable individuals, offering quick cash with a friendly smile. However, the Illegal Money Lending Team's research shows that these illegal lenders often target people needing money for basics like food, rent, mortgage payments, and utility bills. And the results of borrowing money from a loan shark can be disastrous. This year, with money being tighter than ever, we urge you not to fall into debt to pay your bills or handle household emergencies. If you need extra cash, be very cautious about where you get it. Loan sharks operate illegally and can become extremely aggressive when collecting their money. If you suspect you're dealing with a loan shark, don't hesitate to contact the Illegal Money Lending Team. Call 0300 555 2222. Text 07860 022116 or email reportaloansshark@stoploansharks.co.uk. If you need a small short-term loan and can't get one from a bank, Moneyline offers small cash loans to help you spread the cost of things, even if you don't have the best credit score. You can borrow from £200 to £1,000 and pay it back between 14 and 32 weeks. Moneyline will be available every Wednesday from 9:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Kidsgrove Community Hub. For more information, visit the website at moneyline-uk.com. Need money advice? We're here to help. Facing financial difficulties can be overwhelming, but you're not alone. Our money advice team is here to help. Drop by one of our weekly sessions for personalised support. Monday, Chesterton One Stop Shop and the Kidsgrove Community Hub, 9:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Tuesday, the Guildhall, 9:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Wednesday, the Guildhall and the Kidsgrove Community Hub, 9:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Thursday, the Guildhall, 9:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. And Friday, Ramsey Road Community Centre, 9:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Remember, you don't have to navigate financial challenges alone. We're here to support you every step of the way. Together, we can ensure that no one gets bitten by a loan shark. Moneyline is the trading name of East Lancashire Moneyline IPS Limited, registered office, the Globe Centre, St James Square, Accrington, BB5ORE, registered in England and Wales, 29282R, authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority, FCA, Reg number 660597, Regenerating Communities. Development updates in our area. We have exciting news in Nutton, where we have been granted planning permission for 54 homes around Nutton High Street. We are also proposing to build 21 brand new homes on the site of the former Nutton Clinic, which is currently with Newcastle Under Lyme Borough Council Planning Department. The former community centre site has also been submitted for planning and is due to be presented to the planning committee in August. Bath Road. Helping to meet the need for more housing in Silverdale, we are awaiting planning approval on our Bath Road redevelopment, which we anticipate to be granted in August. This project will introduce 12 two-bedroom houses and 2 two-bedroom apartments for social rent to replace the parade of vacant shops on this site. Former Blythe Bridge Police Station. Heading over to Blythe Bridge, we will soon be starting work to redevelop the former police station into a scheme of 12 affordable rent apartments for older people. We are aiming for completion of this project in 2025. St Luke's Close. We have begun redevelopment on this site in Silverdale with the intention to build a general needs housing scheme. A planning application was submitted in February 2024 for a block of 30 apartments and 12 walk-up maisonettes. Cross Street, Phase 3. We're looking ahead to the next phase of our Cross Street regeneration project in Chesterton and Crackley, where we expect planning approval to be granted in August. We plan to create a mixed scheme of 39 homes, including a block of 23 one-bedroom apartments, 8 single-access apartments, and 6 bungalows for older people. Cross Street, Phase 2. Meanwhile, we're making progress on the second phase of this site, which our selected contractor, Keon Homes, is about to start work to develop 8 affordable rent apartments and 35 affordable rent houses. And the park's Utoxeter. Last but not least, we will be starting work this autumn on 9 homes at the parks in Utoxeter. Completion is expected for October 2025. Aspire Housing. Talk to us on Facebook, X, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Search Aspire Housing. Website: aspirehousing.co.uk. Please recycle me, standard print version. Approved by our engaged customers. Planting trees to catch carbon, 19059900540, printed on carbon captured paper, standard print version. FSC. Registered office, Aspire Housing Limited, Kingsley, The Brampton, Newcastle-under-Lyme, Staffordshire, ST5OQW. A registered society with the Financial Conduct Authority, registration number 31218R. Registered with the Regulator of Social Housing, L4238.